Okay, so imagine winning the lottery, right? But instead of like a yacht or, a private island, you can finally afford an apartment. It's kind of a crazy thought, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where we are right now.
Yeah, the state of affordable housing. It's a pretty big deal for a lot of people these days.
It is. And it's not just a renter or homeowner issue.
Right.
It really impacts everybody. When people can't afford to live where they work, it affects families, it affects schools, local businesses, whole
It's
communities.
the foundation of everything else.
Yeah, it really is.
And, whether you're a homeowner watching those property taxes go up
Right.
or a renter battling it out in a bidding war for a tiny studio apartment,
Yeah.
this impacts everybody.
And something people don't often think about is the mental health aspect.
Oh, yeah.
The stress of potential eviction, the anxiety of knowing that you're priced out of your own neighborhood,
Right.
that takes a toll.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we get into some of the potential solutions for this, because there are some really inspiring ones out there,
Yeah.
we kind of have to understand how we even got here.
Right.
Housing policy and everything.
Yeah.
It can be really confusing.
It can be a maze.
So let's try to break it down a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. Let's start with rent control.
Okay.
Sounds simple enough, right? A city limits how much landlords can raise the rent,
Right.
but it's a pretty controversial topic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have people on one side saying that it protects tenants from getting priced out of their homes,
Okay.
but then you have other folks saying that it actually discourages developers from building new housing.
So it makes the problem worse.
Potentially, yeah. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Wow. So you're trying to help renters who are already there, but you're maybe limiting options in the future
Right.
for everybody.
Exactly. And then you add another layer to that,
Okay.
zoning laws. You would think that local governments would be all about more housing.
Yeah, more housing, more people, more money.
Right. But sometimes zoning regulations actually create roadblocks.
So a local government could prevent affordable housing from being built.
Yeah, sometimes. It might be zoned for only single-family homes in a certain area, which makes it harder to build multifamily units,
Okay.
which are usually more affordable.
Makes sense. So we've got the cities setting their own rules,
Right.
but then there's the federal government.
Yeah.
And they come in with all these terms like subsidies to try and make housing more affordable.
Right. The federal government might offer subsidies to encourage developers to build affordable housing.
Okay.
But here's where it gets kind of interesting. Those federal subsidies,
Yeah.
they might clash with those local zoning rules.
Ah, so it's like a tug of war
Yeah,
between
okay.
different levels of government.
Exactly.
And we can't forget about all the political stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Every election cycle, affordable housing is a big topic.
Always a hot button issue.
Do any of the promises ever turn into action?
Well, that's a whole other deep dive.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
We could do a whole series on that.
We could for sure. But for this one, let's stick to the core issue,
Okay.
which I guess is supply and demand.
Yeah. If you think about housing like a hot concert ticket, where everyone wants to live, that demand is through the roof.
Okay.
But the supply of housing can't keep up.
So what happened?
Prices skyrocket, just like those scalp tickets.
So it's like basic economics
Economics 101.
playing out in the real estate market.
Exactly. And that leads us to gentrification,
Okay.
which can be kind of a mixed bag.
In what way?
Well, you have an older neighborhood, maybe with lower rents. It suddenly becomes the trendy place to live.
Right.
New businesses come in, the streets get cleaner.
It sounds good.
It is, but those original residents, the people who made the neighborhood what it was,
Yeah.
they often get pushed out.
Because they can't afford it.
Yeah, by the rising cost of living.
Wow. I was actually talking to somebody who went through this firsthand.
Oh, really?
She was really happy to see the improvements in her neighborhood, but heartbroken that her longtime neighbors, mostly working families, couldn't afford to live there anymore.
Right.
It's the human cost of all this.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
There are many sides to this story,
Yeah.
and it's not always straightforward.
No, it's complicated for sure. So, have you heard about this tiny house movement?
Oh, yeah, the tiny houses.
They're popping up everywhere.
They are. It's like the minimalist's dream.
Yeah. Downsize, simplify, live more sustainably. And honestly, for a lot of people, especially younger people,
Yeah.
they seem a lot more attainable than a traditional mortgage.
For sure. And there's also this interesting concept of co-housing communities. It's like intentional neighborhoods
Well,
where people are choosing to share resources and support each other.
Okay.
They might have shared gardens, meals, even childcare.
Wow.
It's a way to make living more affordable and build stronger community connections.
So it's kind of like a modern take on the traditional village.
Right, bringing back that sense of community.
Yeah, I love that idea. And what about van life?
Oh, yeah, van life. It's everywhere.
All over social media.
It is people converting vans into tiny homes on wheels traveling the country.
Yeah.
Saying goodbye to rent.
It definitely has that appeal of freedom and mobility.
It does.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
It can be pretty challenging.
I can imagine.
Finding parking zoning restrictions.
Right.
And you have to sacrifice a lot of space and amenities.
For sure. And I feel like most people aren't looking to live on the road permanently.
Right. It's a certain type of person.
So can we talk about technology's role in all of this?
Sure.
Because trying to find an apartment online these days.
Yeah.
It's like a combination of a video game and a high-stakes auction.
It can be really overwhelming.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
It is. And, you know, platforms like Airbnb,
yeah,
while they're great for travelers,
for sure,
they've had a big impact on the rental market. Well, in some areas, short-term rentals have become so profitable,
yeah,
that landlords are choosing them over long-term tenants.
So fewer apartments available.
Right.
For people who actually need a place to live.
Yeah, and that drives up the rent for everybody.
It's a domino effect.
It is. And then there's algorithmic pricing.
Yeah.
It's like the robots are taking over.
It feels like I was looking at an apartment online the other day, and the price kept changing.
Really?
Every time I refreshed the page, it was wild.
Wow. Yeah, that's a perfect example of how algorithms are being used.
Yeah.
You know, landlords are using software that analyzes market trends and automatically adjusts the rent prices.
Based on demand.
Exactly. It's like surge pricing.
But for your apartment?
Yeah.
That's crazy. It makes it really hard to budget.
It does. It makes it hard to plan.
Yeah. So is there any good news?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me there's hope.
There is. There are cities and even entire countries that are finding solutions.
Okay. Give me some good news.
Okay. Well, some cities are using something called inclusionary zoning.
Okay. What's that?
So it requires developers to include a certain percentage of affordable units in any new construction projects.
So like if you want to build that luxury condo tower,
right,
you also have to provide some affordable housing.
Yeah, as part of the deal.
I like that.
Yeah, it creates more mixed income communities.
Okay.
And it's been pretty successful.
That's great.
Yeah.
And what about those community groups we talked about?
Yeah, there are so many great organizations doing amazing work.
Yeah.
Like Habitat for Humanity, for example.
Oh, yeah.
They've helped so many families achieve home ownership.
Yeah.
By providing affordable mortgages.
Right.
And these sweat equity programs.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It empowers people to invest in their own communities.
Exactly. It's not just about grits and mortar.
Right.
It's about building hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just big national organizations.
Right.
I read about a co-op in a small town,
mm-hmm,
where residents pooled their resources to build affordable apartments. That's awesome.
Yeah, it just shows that you don't have to wait for someone else to fix the problem.
Right. You can create your own solutions.
So now we want to hear from you, the listener.
Okay.
We have a big question for you today.
All right, let's hear it.
What should be the top priority for addressing affordable housing?
That's a big one.
It is. But we have five options for you to consider.
Okay.
Expanding affordable housing development, implementing rent control, offering subsidies, revising zoning laws, or providing tax incentives for developers building affordable units.
Okay, so take a moment, think about it.
Yeah. What approach do you think would have the biggest impact?
Right. What would make housing more affordable for everyone?
Exactly. We're going to come back a little later in this deep dive.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss your responses.
Okay.
And we'll explore all the pros and cons of each option.
Sounds good.
We're excited to hear what you think. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stick with us.
Okay, so let's see what you guys think.
Yeah.
Looks like a lot of you are all about expanding affordable housing development. That makes sense.
Right. If there are just more places for people to live.
Yeah.
That would help ease the pressure on the market a bit, right?
Yeah, makes sense. More affordable housing means more people have a chance at a decent place to live.
Right. And it avoids some of those downsides of other solutions,
mm-hmm,
like that whole rent control debate.
Yeah, rent control can be a tough one. You know, it might offer some relief for renters in the short term.
Yeah.
But it can also make developers hesitant to build anything new.
Right.
Which, in the long run,
yeah,
doesn't help anybody.
It's like a well-intentioned policy, but with unintended consequences.
Exactly. It shows how important it is to really think things through.
Yeah.
Consider all the angles.
And offering subsidies to renters and homebuyers.
Right.
That could be helpful in the short term.
Yeah.
But if we don't address the underlying issue,
mm-hmm.
the lack of affordable units...
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken bone.
Ouch. Yeah, I see what you mean. So expanding affordable housing development?
Yeah.
That seems like a good strategy.
It seems like the way to go.
But I'm guessing it's not as simple as just snapping your fingers.
Oh, no, not at all.
And poof, new apartments everywhere.
If only it were that easy.
Right. So where do we even begin?
Well, first you need land to build on.
Okay.
Which can be really scarce and expensive.
Especially in cities.
Yeah, densely populated areas.
Right. And then there's the whole NMBME thing.
Oh, yeah, the not in my backyard.
Yeah, you try to build something and everyone gets up in arms.
Everyone's worried about property values and traffic.
Right. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, it's a classic example of how local politics get involved.
Yeah.
Even when there's a clear need for affordable housing.
People forget that everyone needs a place to live.
They do. It's not like affordable housing has to be these ugly concrete blocks.
Right.
There are some really beautiful and sustainable designs out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That blend right into the neighborhood.
Yeah. Remember those tiny houses we were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
They're a great example.
Yeah.
You could use those small, unused lots.
Infill development.
Yeah.
Love it.
And we could repurpose existing buildings, too.
That's a great idea.
You know, empty offices,
mm-hmm.
abandoned warehouses.
Turn them into housing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about being creative.
Right. Finding solutions that fit each community.
So what are some actual steps that cities can take?
Okay, so first of all, it has to be a priority.
Okay.
They have to allocate resources.
Money?
Money.
Yeah?
Yeah. And logistics to make these projects happen.
Put their money where their mouth is.
Exactly. And it's not just about throwing money at it.
Right.
You have to streamline those permitting processes.
I've heard those can be a nightmare.
Oh, they can be. Developers get stuck in paperwork for years.
It's enough to make anyone give up.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have to incentivize developers.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, cities can offer things like tax breaks, density bonuses.
So making it more financially attractive.
Exactly. Make it worthwhile for them.
To build affordable housing.
Right.
And we have to get the community involved.
Oh, for sure. Public meetings get feedback address concerns.
Yeah, when people feel like they're part of the solution, they're more likely to support it.
Exactly.
And that's where those community groups come in.
They're so important.
Right. They're the boots on the ground.
They educate the public. They advocate for policy changes.
Yeah.
They're the ones working directly with the families in need.
Well, it's easy to get bogged down in all the challenges.
It can feel overwhelming.
Yeah. But there are places that are getting it right.
There are those success stories.
Yeah. They give us hope.
They do, for sure.
Like Vienna.
Oh, yeah. Vienna, Austria.
They've been doing this for decades.
They've got it figured out.
What's their secret?
Well, they have a really strong system of social housing.
Okay.
A large portion of their population lives in these affordable, high-quality units.
Wow.
Yeah. And they have policies in place that keep the rents stable.
So no crazy rent hikes?
Nope.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it creates so much stability and security.
And they haven't sacrificed quality.
No, not at all. These social housing units are really well designed. They're in great neighborhoods.
Wow. So it's not just about putting a roof over someone's head.
No, it's about creating a good quality of life.
And it sounds like it's working.
It's working really well.
Yeah.
And then closer to home, there's Singapore.
Singapore?
They have super high rates of home ownership.
How did they manage that?
It's a combination of things. The government subsidizes housing.
Oh.
Makes more affordable to buy a home.
Right.
But they also have programs to teach people about financial literacy.
Oh, so they're empowered to make good decisions.
Exactly.
About homeownership.
It's been really successful. One of the highest homeownership rates in the world.
That's incredible. So different approaches, different parts of the world.
Yeah.
But the goal is the same.
Make housing accessible for everyone.
And those community-driven initiatives.
Yeah, those are so powerful.
That co-op we talked about.
Different people taking charge.
It shows that we don't have to wait for someone else to fix things.
Right, we can all be part of the solution.
Now the poll results.
Yeah.
A lot of you went with expanding affordable housing development.
Makes sense.
Right, if we don't have enough affordable units, nothing else is gonna work.
It's that underlying issue.
But a lot of you also voted for rent control and subsidies.
And those are important too.
Yeah. It's not about choosing one solution.
Right.
It's about using all the tools we have.
A multi-pronged attack.
I like that.
We need to address all the different aspects.
So expanding development is key in the long run.
Yeah.
But we can't ignore the people who are struggling right now.
Right. That's where rent control and subsidies come in.
To give them some relief.
Exactly.
And revising zoning laws.
Yeah. That can help create more opportunities.
To build affordable housing.
right? Allow for more density mixed-use projects.
So break down the barriers.
Yeah. Get rid of those roadblocks.
And tax incentives for developers.
That's important.
Right. It encourages them to build.
It's a win-win for everyone.
So many different approaches.
There really are.
And every community is different.
Yeah. What works in one place
right.
might not work in another.
So be flexible, be adaptable.
And be willing to experiment.
Yeah. Find what works best.
Exactly. And don't forget those success stories.
Oh, yeah.
What's working in other places.
Right. Look beyond our own backyard.
There's a global conversation happening.
This isn't an impossible challenge.
No, it's not. There are solutions out there.
And there's hope.
Lots of hope.
Speaking of hope.
Yeah.
Let's talk about technology.
Okay.
We can't ignore it.
It's a big part of the puzzle.
Platforms like Airbnb algorithmic pricing.
Yeah, they're contributing to those rising rents.
The competition.
That lack of transparency.
It's ironic, isn't it?
Kinda.
We create these tools to make things easier.
Yeah.
But they end up making things harder.
In some ways, yes. But it's also an opportunity.
How so?
We need to figure out how to regulate these platforms.
Right, make sure they're benefiting everyone.
Not just a select few.
So what if Airbnb promoted long-term affordable housing options?
Yeah, that would be great.
Or maybe they contribute some of their profits.
To affordable housing initiative.
That's a great idea.
And with algorithmic pricing.
Yeah.
We need more transparency.
People need to know how those prices are being set.
Exactly. What factors are going into it.
And we need to make sure these algorithms
yeah.
aren't being discriminatory.
Absolutely.
We need to use technology for good.
Not just for profit.
It's about responsibility.
In ethics.
Yeah, creating a more equitable housing market.
Right. Technology should serve humanity.
It shouldn't be the other way around.
Exactly. And that's a challenge for all of us.
Yeah. It's not just policymakers or tech companies.
It's about individuals being informed,
right.
being engaged.
And demanding change.
Exactly. Your voice matters.
So the takeaway from all of this.
Yeah.
Affordable housing is a complex issue.
It is.
But it's not impossible to solve.
No, it's not.
We need to be creative.
And we need to work together.
It's a puzzle with many pieces.
Yeah. And sometimes the best solutions come from unexpected places.
They come from the communities themselves.
From individuals who are passionate about making a difference.
Okay, so before we wrap up this part,
yeah.
let's talk about those inspiring stories.
Oh, I love those.
Organizations, communities making a difference.
They're the fuel that keeps us going.
Yeah, change is possible.
It really is. Sharing those stories is so important.
That's right.
It inspires others to take action.
Even small actions can have a ripple effect.
Exactly. And it reminds us that we're not alone in this.
Yeah, there are people all over the world working to make affordable housing a reality.
They are. And their efforts are making a difference.
So stick with us for part three.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of heavy stuff. Those crazy rent prices.
Yeah.
All those complicated policies.
With zoning laws, subsidies.
Yeah, we even got into those alternative living situations.
Tiny houses, van life.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. But you know what?
We've also talked about some amazing solutions.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Things that are actually working.
From innovative policies.
To those really inspiring community initiatives.
Right. There's hope out there.
There is. Well, we want to focus on that in this last part.
Yeah, the success stories.
They give us a roadmap.
A sense of what's possible.
Exactly. So let's dive into some of those examples.
Okay, sounds good.
Remember Vienna, Austria?
Yeah, they've been doing this for a long time.
Decades. They're like the gold standard for affordable housing.
So what makes them so special?
Well, they treat housing as a prize.
Not just a commodity.
Exactly. Everyone deserves a decent place to live.
And they've invested a lot in social housing.
A big chunk of their population lives in those affordable units.
And the quality is good?
Oh, yeah. It's not just about basic shelter.
Right.
These are well-designed places.
Okay.
In thriving communities.
Wow. And their rents are stable.
Yeah. They have policies that prevent those huge rent hikes.
That must make such a difference.
It does.
Yeah.
People can actually plan for the future.
It's about creating a system that works for everyone.
Long-term stability for everybody.
That's the goal, right? And then there's Singapore.
Yeah, they've done amazing things with home ownership.
Super high rates.
Yeah, how do they do it?
I'm dying to know.
Well, the government subsidizes housing.
Okay, so it's more affordable to buy.
Exactly. But they also have these programs to teach people about financial literacy.
Oh, wow.
So they're making informed decisions.
About buying a home.
It's not just about giving out money.
Right.
It's about empowering people.
And it's working.
Oh, yeah. Singapore has one of the highest home ownership rates in the world.
That's incredible. So we've got these different approaches,
mm-hmm.
different countries, different contexts.
But the goal is the same.
Everyone deserves a place to live.
A safe, affordable place.
Absolutely. And those community-driven initiatives.
Yeah, those are so inspiring.
People coming together to create their own solutions.
Like that co-op we talked about.
It shows that we don't have to wait for someone else to fix things.
We can take action ourselves.
So let's talk about that poll question one more time.
Okay.
What should be the top priority?
For addressing affordable housing.
You guys had some great responses.
A lot of you chose expanding affordable housing development.
Which makes sense. We need more units.
Yeah, address that lack of supply.
But rent control and subsidies are important too.
They provide that immediate relief.
Right, for people who are struggling right now.
Exactly.
And revising zoning laws.
Yeah, that can open up more opportunities.
For development.
More density mixed-use projects.
Again, those tax incentives.
Yeah. Do they encourage developers to get involved?
It's about finding the right mix.
The right combination of solutions.
So no matter what you chose,
yeah,
it's clear that you care about this issue.
And that's what matters.
That's what we wanted to achieve with this deep dive.
Spark a conversation.
Challenge some assumptions.
And inspire action.
Because we can create a world,
yeah,
where everyone has access to affordable housing.
It's a human right.
It's the foundation for a better society.
So here's a final thought for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Imagine a world where housing is truly affordable for everyone.
That's a great thought.
What would that world look like?
What policies would we have?
How would our communities be different?
And what role would you play?
In making that vision a reality.
It's up to all of us.
It's our responsibility.
To create a better future.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We'll see you next time.